If Jesus had come in Abraham's day, Abraham would have believed in Him. If Jesus came in David's day, they would have believed in Jesus. If Jesus came in Isaiah's day, they would have believed in Jesus. But the Jewish people believed in the Scriptures. They set the Scriptures up, the keeping of those commandments, as favor with God on the scales. Remember that, the scales, the merits and the demerits? Now all of those, Abraham and David and Moses and Isaiah and Jeremiah said, our righteousness is the Lord. Yahweh Tzidkenu. The Lord our righteousness. Even though they were very obedient themselves. Now, for this time that we have now after the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the second advent, this is what's going on now. This is the situation of Israel now. As a nation, of course, individuals are coming into the church. Praise the Lord. Jews and Gentiles being baptized by the Spirit into the one body of Christ. That's going on throughout the world. We see that in the book of Acts, joining the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they join a new company called, and I hope you're in it, the One New Man. Where there is neither Jew nor Gentile. It's an entirely new program altogether. The Bride of Christ. But we're looking at this one now. The Lord Jesus Christ has come, and prior to the second coming, Israel looks on Him whom they have pierced, and they are now joined back into this olive tree, back into the great Abrahamic, Isaac and Jacob roots. And praise the Lord, we've got this wild olive tree here. That's the natural tree, just chosen by God. Now, we're out in the field. We're the wild ones, you know, the Gentiles. You know, it says in Ephesians 2, you who were far off are now brought near. Now, that phrase in Ephesians 2, far off, strangers to the covenants of promise, and now brought near. Brought near through the Lord Jesus Christ and participating in the church, which is His body. So, wild as we may be, we have been engrafted in there and we are getting the goodness from that tree. That's God's method. I know we have all things in Christ, okay, realize that. But in the unfolding program of God, down through the ages and by the nations, we are grafted into that Abrahamic covenant with Isaac and with Jacob, and that's the stream that we are connected into. That's the engrafting that we get in. That's how we get the blessing. And of course, the Lord Jesus Christ is central to that. So that's where we are going. And we see these here just quickly for those who are joining us. That was the patriarchal family of the roots that are spoken of. We have names there in Romans 9, Rebecca and Sarah and Isaac and Esau and Jacob. Esau being hated, Jacob being loved and blessed, and so it goes on. And so we have in the Old Testament, we have the roots and we have the branches growing, the nation of Israel being elected by God. And then we move into the present, as we've just said, of the wild olive trees and the branches broken off, still enjoying our sources and resources through the Abrahamic covenants. And now we come to what we'll have a look at briefly is Israel's restoration in the future. Remember we said it's quite simple, and this is well known, Romans 9, Romans 10, Romans 11, past, present, and future, election, rejection, restoration. Good way to remember it, as you'll see illustrated throughout your notes. And now we find that the natural branches, the nation of Israel, are now reinstated into the purposes of God, into this tree, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as the roots, and also Gentile nations joining them. Of course, this is not the church per se. This is the olive tree of God's plan with the covenants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I will never forget the day I realized that I was a son of Abraham. I remember saying, Abraham's my dad. And I told a few people about it, and they wondered if I was just going off a little bit. Our father Abraham, we're to walk in his footsteps. You read that all in Romans 4.
That wonderful description of justification by faith apart from the works of the law.
And we're coming to that famous phrase, so all Israel will be saved. Let's have a look at our notes now, please. Those of you who have the notebook, we will do this as quickly and as thoroughly as we can. So we've got some introductory statements to be made here. When we come to Romans chapter 11, we find the Apostle Paul is now outlining God's strategies in dealing with the Jewish nation. Paul reveals the restoration, recovery, reinstatement, and conversion of national and ethnic Israel to bless the world in the coming messianic millennial age. Remember our summary statement where we said that there were three things mentioned in the summary statement in Romans 11. There's concerning the election of Israel. There's concerning Romans 9. There's the concerning the blindness of Israel, Romans 10. And then the third statement, and all Israel will be saved. And now that is what Romans chapter 11 is about. Now, as a point of anticipation, this is restoration, not amalgamation. And this will be a very, very important point dealing with covenant theology and also dealing with replacement theology. This is not a restoration of the nation of Israel into the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not amalgamation into the church. It's a restoration back into the nations of the world and into the purposes of God. Remember that, restoration, not amalgamation into the church. Now, it's very, very helpful here. In Romans chapter 11, we find the Apostle Paul asks two questions and answers them. That's helpful, isn't it? Two questions and answers them. And here they are. Number one, here they are in Romans 11, 1. I say then, why would he talk like that? Well, have a look at the previous verses. Context. Verse 20, but Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found by those who did not seek me, and I was made manifest to those who did not ask for me. But to Israel, he says, all day long, I have stretched out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people. True in Isaiah's day, that's where the quote is from, and true in Jesus' day and Paul's day. Entreaty, all day long, holding out my hands to the nation of Israel, a disobedient and contrary people. I say then, what are we going to do about these people? They're ordained in the purpose of God to bless the whole world. Genesis 12:1, through you and your seed, Abraham, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. Praise God for the blessing that's gone out through the church. That's nothing compared with what's going to happen when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back and the nation of Israel is reinstated. It's going to be like a resurrection from the dead right around the world in power and glory. Praise God for what's being done now. And glory to God for that. I say then, has God cast away his people? Doesn't sound too good, does it? Question. I say then, has God cast away his people? In view of this, in view of what we've read in Romans chapter 10, a tragedy. Answer. Question. Answer. What is it? Certainly not.
And then that famous conjunction. In the Greek, it's gar, G-A-R.
The Greeks know that, I hope I'm right.
For, or because. Because I... And so he begins to answer that now. We'll have a look at that briefly. That's question number one.